The John Murray Show with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with the new Kia Carens. 7 flexible seats, 7 years peace of mind. Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with the new Kia Carens. 7 flexible seats, 7 years peace of mind. Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Hello there and good morning. Well, he was the longest serving member of Seanad Éireann until he was elected to the Dáil 2 years ago. And later on today, Shane Ross will be chatting to us less about his politics, though, and much more about his musical tastes. Also today, we often hear stories about how one teacher can have a really positive influence in somebody's life. And later on today, we'll be chatting to journalist, writer and one of the founders of the business Sunday Business Post, Aileen O'Toole, about a whole host of teachers in her school who managed to produce a veritable powerhouse of women. You can text us to 51551. You can email Miriam at rte.ie or just tweet us to at the John Murray Show or to at Miriam O'Call. First though, this morning, he was one of Ireland's best loved musicians, Phil Chevron, who died yesterday at the age of 56 after a long battle with cancer. The Dublin born musician was a member of the seminal Irish punk rockers, the Radiators from Space, before joining the London based Pogues in the early 1980s. The writer Joe O'Connor described him yesterday as one of the greatest Irish songwriters of all time. Here's a reminder of some of his most memorable songs. With me in studio now is his Pogues and Radiators bandmate, Cauta Reardon. I saw you actually, Cauta, and you're upset actually listening to her.
Yeah, it's coming in waves. You know, He's been ill for such a long time and he beat it once. So it's just strange to hear his voice and know that he actually has gone. He didn't beat it again, so... So it's been less than 24 hours. I think it's still sinking in.
Oh, yeah, of course. And you go back such a long way with him.
Such a long way. He's been such a strong thread through my life. Now, we had quite a cantankerous relationship. We'd fight. We would really scrap because Phil didn't suffer fools gladly. And I was very I was very foolish. And I rubbed him up the wrong way a lot of times. But he was such a beautiful guy and he was forgiving. You know, he'd get grumpy with me and he'd fight back, but then he'd forgive me and we'd roll on again.
Sweet. I was reading Declan Lynch this morning in one of the papers and he was saying, you know, the thing about Phil is that everybody loved him. Like, he wasn't, is that right? Was he just a very nice person?
He was. Christy always says about Phil, he was just a beautiful person. And he really was. Phil didn't get an easy hand in life. I mean, just to be a gay man in Ireland in the 70s, it was not easy. And Phil turned it into beautiful art. Anyone who's heard Philip's song Under Cleary's Clock would just be astonished at the beauty and the bravery of it. And I think that was a real badge of Phil's beauty as an artist. And as you say, everyone who talks about him is just, oh my goodness, wasn't he great? What a great guy. What an interesting, funny, sharp guy. He wasn't a soft, fluffy pillow at all. He was a sharp, get you right back but make you love him type of guy.
Tell me a little about him. His name was Philip Ryan, wasn't it? He came from Santry.
I don't know much about his early days, of course, but he was still very young when he joined the Radiators. Now, it was at the point where he becomes a Radiator and the first punk band in Ireland that he came onto my radar because, yeah. of course, I grew up in London, but very much part of the London Irish community and very much busy following Hot Press and what was happening in Irish music. And Philip was just the star. Before U2, it was all about Philip Chevron and this fabulous album, 1979. This ragtag of guys from Dublin made one of the great art albums of all time. It's called Ghost Town. And it's like James Joyce set to music. And it was produced by Tony Visconti, who was David Bowie's producer. Now, David Bowie's producer could have produced anyone on the planet in 1979. But he picked these guys from Ireland because they were so amazing. And it was all about the songs and all about Philip's songcraft.
You met him, did you, Coach, first in the 80s at a gig in London?
Yes, it must have been the early 80s. Now, the Pogues had been going a couple of years. And our manager, Frank Murray, had this fantastic stroke of genius that he saw that Shane, who played guitar in the early days, needed to be free from the guitar. We needed to take the guitar of Shane and let Shane just fill all the space and be the iconic frontman that he could be. And you could have got anybody in to play guitar at that point, but he got Phil Chevron. Phil was living in London. The Radiators had split up. So Frank got Phil Chevron in on guitar, which was great for me as a Radiators fan. But also, Phil was an amazing songwriter and knew just as much about literature, Irish literature, poetry, history, as Shane McGowan. So it's one of the great joys of my life was hearing those two getting into an argument about O'Casey and the authenticity and things like that. Wonderful stuff.
Because I suppose, as Joe O'Connor said, you know, one of the greatest songwriters, when you get people like Christy Moore, Shane McGowan singing your songs, that in itself is testament to how good your songs are.
Yeah, if you ever have any doubt about how good was Phil Chevron, look to the people who would sing Phil Chevron or would name check Phil Chevron. Joseph O'Connor is a great writer himself. Roddy Doyle, great writers recognised all over the world. And they say Phil Chevron was a great writer. Christy Moore, the great litmus test of whether you've written a good song or not. And he would sing Phil. And Shane McGowan, I think Shane McGowan's one of the great poets of the Irish 20th century. And Shane would not have to cover anybody. Shane can write his own songs, but he would cover Phil Chevron because Phil was that good.
As well as being that musically talented, was he happy? Was he a happy... I never met him, actually. Was he a happy person or not?
Not when I was around.
No. I'm sure he'd disagree if he was here.
Ah, well, here now. We'd used to have to room together because he was the gay guy and I was the girl. So we'd get stuck in a tiny little motel room somewhere. And we'd just fight and drive each other nuts. So no, not when I was around. But of course he was a happy... He made his peace with life and he made great friends, and he would have these fabulous obsessions. The big one for me during our time working together, Phil had that fabulous disdain for soccer that a lot of great Irish artists have. Gavin Friday, if you ever want to laugh, get Gavin Friday on the subject of soccer.
Okay,
and
I'll
Phil
remember.
Chevron was the same. He had zero interest. It was totally baffling. And then one day he just got it. It clicked with him and he became obsessive. And because he's Phil Chevron, he ended up making friends with Stuart Psycho Pearce, who was the England manager, the manager of the English soccer team. Phil went from zero to palling up with the manager of England. That's the kind of in-depth go-for-it guy.
The interesting thing, though, in the way that I suppose Shane McGowan is a household name, and although Philip Chevron is loved by musical people and within the business, he never actually became a national name, as well known as other people.
That's a really interesting point. Now, I think I have a perspective on Shane's fame that a lot of it is based on a cartoonish ignorance about who Shane really is. Shane is a very gentle, shy, scholarly guy, which just sounds ridiculous if all you have in your head is the image of a toothless pagan god of alcohol. But, you know, there's a real guy in there. And Chevron never had that cartoonish aspect to him, you know. And also I think the huge success of Fairy Tale of New York contributed to Shane's fame. And Phil's greatest fame, I guess, was as a songwriter, because Ghost Town was very much a critic's number one pick. Very much one for the cognoscenti and, and historians of Irish music, whereas Shane is a very easy to kind of make a cartoon of figure, which Phil didn't have that aspect to his personality.
We're going to play a song out in your interview, which is one, the story, you know, Faithful Depart, to tell you, you have a nice story around that as well. And of course, Christy Moore covered that brilliantly.
We went on the trip to a very famous musical venue in London as the Pogues to see Moving Hearts, who were playing a small, intimate show at this place. And because Christy had recognised the beauty of this song, Song of the Faithful Departed by the Radiators, Philip was there with his dad, Mr. Ryan. So I got to meet Phil Chevron, who was this, you know, huge figure to me, and his dad. And I think it was a chance for the band to meet Phil just before he fully came into the band. And now it's a fuzzy memory. There was beer taken. But to meet Phil and Christy Moore on the same night and to see Christy singing this wonderful Radiator song, that's an amazing memory.
Yeah, and we're going to listen to it. Now, just thinking, though, punk in the 70s, was Phil openly gay? Would that have been very tough?
Well,
just thinking.
Now, I was in London in the 70s, so I wasn't really aware. I'd only hear about it later. And like so many young, talented Irish people who didn't fit the very strict mould here,
at the time,
he had to emigrate. So his story starts in Santry and then very early, way too young, had to emigrate.
Okay, well, look, Court, thanks so much for coming in today. I'm really sorry because I know it's a huge loss to you.
Well, thank you for giving me the chance to talk about him.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We were just saying upstairs, you're a very nice person, Court.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Seriously, so may as well say it. No point in saying when everybody's no longer around. We're going to go out listening now to Christy Moore doing Song of the Faithful Departed.
This graveyard hides a million secrets. The trees know more than they can tell. The ghosts of the saints and scholars will haunt you in heaven and in hell. Rattle by the glimmer man, the boogeyman, holy man, living in the shadows of a gunman. Rattle like the coppers in your greasy tail. Rattle till time stood still.
Christy Moore there singing Phil Chevron's Song of the Faithful Departed, our tribute this morning to Phil Chevron. I just read one text from Shay in Dublin. Phil Chevron's song, Thousands Are Sailing, is one of the finest emigration songs ever written. We're going to take a break. Join us in a few moments.
The John Murray Show with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.